When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, everyone, welcome back to the Golf Unfiltered podcast. I'm your host, as always, Adam from golfunfiltered.com. Be sure to give us a subscribe if you're watching this on YouTube, and be sure to follow us over at social media at Golf Unfiltered. Joining me today is one of our partners from Sharp Focus Nutrition. He is the founder. He is Brinson Paolini. Brinson, thank you so much for joining today. We're going to talk about all sorts of fun things regarding Sharp Focus Nutrition. But first and foremost, how are you doing? You playing a lot of golf right now?
Yeah, I've been playing a little bit of golf. I'm not playing as much as I did previously. So I played just a little bit on my background. I played professionally for 8 years after I played collegiately. Yep. And this time last year, decided to transition out of playing full time. And now I'm pursuing a few different endeavors. But did get to go down to Florida last weekend and played the Concession Club. I don't know if you played there, but a friend of mine's a member and played for a couple of days. So it was it's tough to be back in the cold, but it was a great weekend down there.
Nice. Yeah. I've not made my way out there. I've heard very good things about it though. So I need to find someone out there to go play it.
You get the invite. I recommend going. They have this par three course called the Gimme. It's the coolest par three course I've ever played. It's got a replica island green. It's really cool. If you get a minute, just Google the Gimme and you'll see a really, really cool par three course. I hope I get the invite to go back, cause it was a great weekend.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, you and I have, we've been corresponding back and forth since the first of the year, and even a little bit before that, about Sharp Focus Nutrition. Yeah. And you had just mentioned that you played professionally for about 8 years. Maybe just walk our listeners through and viewers through a little bit about, you know, the tours you played on and the things that you've seen during your playing career.
Yeah. So I played competitive golf really my whole life. It's kind of in my blood. I started as a junior golfer and progressed and eventually played collegiately at Duke, which was a great experience. And then by the end of it, decided I wanted to play professionally and made the decision to play in Europe overseas. A few reasons for that. At that time, you know, Brooks Koepka and Peter Uihlein were older than me. They were really kind of mentors and people I looked up to and thought, wow, what a cool opportunity to travel the world, chase my dream. I also thought it would help make me stronger in the long run as a golfer and a person. So I went over and played. I was fortunate to get some starts on the Challenge Tour. Ended up winning fairly quickly and then got on the European Tour and played for a bit. It was just really the start of an amazing journey. Eventually, I think in total of the 8 years, I played in 43 countries. I played competitively. So, and really, I think almost every major tour I played a tournament on. So it was a blast, and I'm super grateful for the opportunity to have chased my dream for as long as I did.
And one of the things that I'm sure you saw, and I'm assuming led eventually to your new venture in Sharp Focus Nutrition, yeah, was how players at the highest levels stayed at the top of their game, not only, you know, with their actual golf game, but also what they put into their bodies. Mm-hmm. Is that pretty true?
Absolutely. It was something that I experienced myself. I mean, one, when you're traveling that much, it's very challenging and you're having to prioritize your fitness and your rest and your nutrition. And I felt like something I struggled with because it's difficult to find access to good, clean food, especially on tour. Those guys, they have great player lounges, right? And it's awesome for them. And it's very challenging to go in before you go play and not gorge yourself and eat a ton and then go out there. And I did it myself. You go in there, there's a dessert line, there's anything you can imagine, and you eat it and you gorge yourself and you go out and you play and you feel fine for a while, but then you start to crash because you ate all that food. And then you struggle toward the end, and then you come into your room and you're upset. Next thing you know, you're calling up your swing coach and firing him. So I think to me, from the outside looking in, it's hard when you're going through it. But then you say, well, a lot of this makes sense, right? You didn't prioritize what you were eating, and your blood sugar spiked, and then it crashed. The first thing that goes is your decision making. So really, we wanted to come up with a solution, and we feel that we have for people that want to be the best that they can be in the game. And, you know, we all love golf and we all want to be the best that we can be. And, you know, we feel we've come up with a good solution for people.
the system that you put together, because it really is a system, you know, it's absolutely fantastic. I mean, I've had the chance to, well, I haven't played a ton of golf since you and I met, but I have had the chance to do so and use the system myself. And maybe let's talk through kind of the thought process, because just at a high level, and we can dig deeper, it is a multi-layered nutritional, I keep saying system, that you walk people through step by step in on how to not only enjoy it, but also how you're going to benefit the most from it. So how did you even come up with that idea to make it a system in the first place?
Well, one, it was really my personal experience and seeing some of the best players in the world struggle because of it. I mean, that was really the impetus. And I've been very influenced by my sister. She played collegiately, a really good player, played at college, William & Mary. And she went on to get her MD and her PhD. She's much smarter than me. But so she's a radiologist and neuroscientist. And so she would always talk to me about this. And she connected me to a lot of, there's tons of great research out there on what you should be eating and when you should be eating it. And it's, and no one went out there and did it, right? There are certain things that are out there, but it's mostly bars and things that are not good for you. They're not good natural food. And so she connected me with this great research that talked about, it's not just about eating while you're out there. Eating small increments of food is important, but it's more about the type and sequencing of that food. So what we've done is we've used that research and we put it into Sharp Focus Nutrition. And it's really about mixing the three macronutrients, proteins, carbohydrates, and fats. So that's what we've done there is we've created a program. And it's pretty regimented from what you can see. And it seems rigid. As you can see, you're supposed to eat it on certain holes. And yes, a lot of people that use it will follow that to the T, but it's not necessarily perfect, right? That's what the science says you should do and when you should do it. But if you want to wait till the second or third hole before you start eating, like that's okay. It's more about the type and sequencing of the food. So if you do get it and try it, it does seem rigid. And if you really want to follow what the science says, that's what you should do. But if you want to wait till the third or fourth hole, just make sure you eat them in concession and in order. And you will, to your point, I mean, everyone that's tried it has said, one, it tastes good. You know, my energy feels better. I feel clearer on the golf course. I'm making better decisions. My scores are lower. So, I mean, everyone that we've had a chance to try it has said, you know, tastes great, feeling better, and I'm playing better. So you know, those are three things that as golfers we like.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And I mean, let's face it too, you know, no offense to all the golf courses that listen to this show, but golfers aren't exactly health conscious all the time, especially amateur players or just weekend hacks like myself. We go out there, you know, we might be putting away a few beers. We might be grabbing the hot dog at the turn or a candy bar, and that's not going to put us in optimal shape. So Sharp Focus Nutrition. And by the way, listeners, it's sharpfocusnutrition.com is the website. Go check it out. This is a system and a program that's meant for everybody or just certain types of golfers?
I think it depends. We created this for people that love the game, that want to improve, and they want to be the best that they can be. And I think those are the people that have been using it the most, right? We've had a good bit of interest, and we started working with some college golf teams. They really like it because it makes it really simple for them to have a process and a program for their players to go out and feel their best and play their best. It's meant for people that want to play and achieve the most that they can in the game. Now, there are people that are using it, to your point, that go out there and, you know, a lot of my buddies go out there and they're just trying to have a 12 pack and play golf. Right. And they're eating it as well, too. And, you know, they're just using it as food. Right. It's just food at that point. And that's great. And if that's how you want to use it, that's totally fine. But we definitely feel that for those of us that are obsessed with the game and love the game and want to get the best that we can be, you know, all of us are spending money on coaches and clubs and membership, and we're spending hours on the range. We're doing everything we can to get better. And all of us are looking for that quick fix, right? And unfortunately, I've been looking for 25 years and it doesn't exist. Unless you found it, feel free to let me know. But I've found in my time that the people, the golfers that achieve the best, it's because they're good at the little things. They do the little things just way better than everybody else. You know, Tiger was number one in the world because he never three putted. He never made a mental mistake. You know, he always put himself in the best position. And to me, I just didn't feel like there was anybody out there putting this program together, and that's really the impetus behind it. And we've had great feedback from people and from all walks of golf, right? From the junior golfer to the professional golfer, to the older golfer trying to win their club championship, to the guy going out and drinking 12 beers. So,
yeah. Well, and that was one of my questions too, is the reception for this, because as fans of the game, even if we were to watch, you know, the PGA Tour or our favorite professional tour on TV, we will see some of our favorite players munching on something. You know, even Tiger, you had mentioned, you know, it's he would eat sandwiches sometimes for some of the tournaments. And so they are constantly replenishing themselves, these players at the top levels of the game. And certainly there's a very small percentage of players that fall into that category skill wise. But every golfer, if I understand you correctly, can benefit from sharp focused nutrition or taking at least a more conscious effort at putting the best things into their body.
Yeah, absolutely. And to your point, when you're at a golf course, the halfway house doesn't have the most healthy food. It's going to be a hot dog or a candy bar or whatever it might be. And that's what's going to be available to you. And, you know, what we put together is something that's going to be probably lower cost or comparable cost. It's going to taste good. You're going to feel good. And it's going to help you play better. And yes, to your point, the professionals, Tiger always did a good job about it. I think peanut butter and banana sandwiches were his favorite. I remember Stevie Williams saying it was always part of his job to make one of them. And that's great. It's high protein. I think not to nitpick Tiger Woods, greatest of all time, right? But right. I think the hard part with eating a sandwich like that is it's pretty heavy and it might be great for a few holes, but it is going to lead to a spike and then a bit of a crash, right? And I think that's why it's more important to eat small increments of food throughout the round. So you're really kind of avoiding that. We're just keeping our blood sugar constant throughout the round to really be perfect. If that's really what we want to do to feel our best and give ourselves the best opportunity to score well.
What I really appreciate about Sharp Focus is on your website. And once again, listeners, it's sharpfocusnutrition.com. You actually, you sell your product, you offer your service, but then you also educate golfers. You remind people, hey, you have to hydrate. Don't carb load. These are the steps that you should take in order to really achieve your optimal performance. So would it be right for me to say, not only, I mean, obviously you want to sell product, but also just to educate golfers as a whole?
Absolutely. Please. There's a lot of great information that we've put together on the website. They're short, you know, 3 to 5 minute videos, some shorter, on everything from how to prepare to a round, what you should be eating, what you should be eating while you're playing. Hydration is super important. There's great information on that website. I highly recommend you go. And like you said, we'd love it if you purchase this product. We think you'll really like it. But even if you just go there and watch the videos, you'll reach out to us if you have any questions or anything that you'd like to provide feedback with. That was the purpose behind that is there's all this great research out there and nobody's sharing it. Right. And I think for those of us that are really obsessed with the game and we want to be able to share it and help people because it's helped me. And it's something I wish I had when I was playing, especially when I was playing internationally and, you're landing in Kazakhstan or Kenya and you don't know what food you're going to have access to. And you're worried about what it's going to do to your digestion and all of that. So I wish I had it when I played professionally. And, I hope that other people it seems that they are benefiting from it.
When I talk to entrepreneurs like yourself, I always like to pay attention to the small things in products. And one of the things that just you pick up on right away with Sharp Focus Nutrition is that you've got the ability to just latch these onto your golf bag. I mean, that's just it. Yeah. It seems like a small quality, but it's so cool because it's like, wow, they actually put thought behind this. It's going to make it really easy for golfers just to put it on their golf bag. And what's even more impressive to me is just the low entry point to get started with this. I mean, it doesn't cost a ton of money to get started on your program. And then you offer refills along the way.
Correct. Yeah. That was a big part of it. When I was playing, when I still play, it wouldn't be that I would forget to bring food. I would. It wouldn't always be the best thing for me to be eating, but I would forget to eat it. Like it goes in my bag, it's closed. I have a million other things going on trying to play the best golf that I can play. So I would forget to eat. So the idea there is if we have it always constantly displayed on our bag, it will be a reminder to eat it. And so now we've put it on a carabiner clip that you could clip on your bag and it's got the four food items plus the beef jerky, which you will eat. That's separate. That you eat before you play. But otherwise, they're all on there. And then, you know, what I do is I just rip them off when it's time to eat it. And it's got a little open tear and you eat the small amount of food. And then you go off to the next, you know, the program says you eat it on holes 2, 6, 10, 14. So that was really kind of, we felt innovative, and I think it helps people that it's always constant on their bag to see and remind them to eat, because a big part of it is you just forget, because you're out there and you're making a million decisions and you're just trying to be the best you could be, but it's just, you're going to forget. So.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, I know I would, and little reminders like it is very easy to forget, and little reminders like that. I mean, it's just so helpful for anyone, and it just adds to the simplicity of getting involved in this. And it's just one of the best things you can do for your body. I mean, listeners to this show know that I've got a background in healthcare, and it's an important thing that every golfer needs to know. And, you know, from an entrepreneur standpoint, you know, we do have a lot of golf courses that listen to this show. We've got a few partners that we work with, Cog Hill being one of them. You and I talked a little bit about them beforehand. Are you already seeing requests to have a presence in pro shops? Are you talking to golf courses? How's that going from a business side?
Yeah, so we've started small. We've been in business about 3 months now, so pretty early, but we started. So I'm from Virginia.
Yeah.
And some good relationships in Virginia, just growing up and playing. So we're in about a handful of clubs in Virginia, and which has been fun. It's been exciting. And, we're experimenting and seeing with, where would be the best place to sell it. And, so we're in a few shops and we're on our website. And, we're excited. Just a couple weeks ago, we created a 9-hole item. And that was the demand from the golf courses that we started working with. They wanted to have them in their halfway houses. So we've created a 9-hole option as well, which we're really excited about. And I think that will really open up the ability for us to continue to work with golf courses, because we want to support them and support the halfway house and, give them the best experience that they can have.
So listeners, if you're just the slightest bit intrigued by this, and you should be, and I've used it, I absolutely love the idea. I think it's a perfect way just to stay, health conscious throughout a round of golf, even if you're riding in a cart. I mean, I do like to get out and walk every so often, and I try to do it more often now, but anyway, I mean, golf carts are very easy to get into. We're going to make this very easy for you listeners to get involved right away. And Brinson, you were generous enough to let us know that listeners to this, if they use the promo code SF10, they're going to save a little cash to get involved right away.
Correct. They should get 10% off if you use that promo code. And, hope you guys use it and enjoy it. And like I said, I think you'll really benefit from it and enjoy it along the way.
So going back to the golf course element of it, that's cool that a few courses have already reached out. I can definitely see this hanging, in a halfway house right now, and golfers just go in, they grab it. You've got all these items in your system that golfers typically try to grab anyway for a snack. I mean, you've got jerky, like you said, for before the round, you've got cashews, you've got, all sorts of these other items that golfers, hey, you already like these things. And so this is put into a system for you that makes it so easy just to, hey, here's it for a few bucks. You grab it. I would have to imagine that there are a lot of thought behind that, and maybe even a little bit, hey guys, what do you guys like to grab from a halfway house, went into the design of your system.
For sure. I mean, I think beef jerky is our first item, and beef jerky is the number one selling snack in America. So, and ours is really good tasting. Yep. It's really healthy. So there's a big part that goes into that. And I can't remember the percentage off the top of my head of Americans that eat nuts, but it's a very high percentage each day. So just to go through it, we got beef jerky to start. And then the second item, which you can choose between cashews and almonds. Then we have trail mix, followed by granola. And then lastly, we have dried fruit, which you can select mangoes or apricots. So we're working on creating more variability in what people order. That was another feedback that we've had there, and we're working hard to provide that. But yes, to your point, they're great tasting food items, and they're people that they typically get them in the halfway house anyway. So this is going to help you feel better and play better. And I think just to go back to the golf part piece of it, the first thing that goes if you're hungry or thirsty is your decision making. And I don't think people understand the number of decisions they make when they're playing golf. One goes into each shot, right? Lie, wind, where you want to leave it, whole location. And even in between shots, you're deciding whether you're going to be in a good state of mind or if you're going to leave that bogey behind you and move on. There's so much that goes into that. And so if you're hungry or thirsty, first thing that goes is decision making. And I'm a firm believer that you should never blame your technique or your golf swing until you look at yourself in the mirror and say, hey, I did everything I could to be in a good state of mind on that shot. And to me, if you don't have the proper fuel, then you can't do that. You can't say, well, you know, we've all done it. We come up 16 or 17. We're so hungry. We just want to get into the locker room and, you know, have a big sandwich or, you know, have that beer or whatever it might be. But, you know, this is going to change that. You don't have to worry about it. Check it off the list. It's going to taste good. You're going to feel good. And, you know, hopefully lower your scores like a lot of the people that we've worked with are saying that they have.
That's good. Yeah. I mean, the performance will speak for itself, undoubtedly. I mean, if you put yourself in the right physical presence and as well as the right mindset, like you just described, and not go grab all the things that you know you shouldn't be eating anyway, folks, this is a good way to get you into that situation. I will say, though, too, so we've had them around the house. I mean, obviously, I live near Chicago. Listeners know that. It's a little bit colder out there. We still got snow on the ground, so I'm not playing a ton of golf right now. But what I've noticed is when my wife and I, we both work from home, and you know, the 2 o'clock hour runs around and we want to just grab something really small to munch on. It's like, oh, we've got some Sharp Focus Nutrition here in the cabinet. So we've been munching on that too. I have to admit we've been doing that. So I'm going to have to probably get a refill, but at any rate, my point being, yes, this is made for the golf course, but if you are somebody, especially at this time of year, the beginning of the year, everyone's got those New Year's resolutions, right? They want to start eating healthier. This is a very simple way to really supplement your healthy lifestyle or one that you want to get into. I mean, you guys have put a lot of great thought into this and it's working out, at least even for those of us who work from home.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that. And we've had that feedback too. We've had people that are working a normal job if they're, you know, at their cubicle, or even my uncle's an attorney, says, hey man, if I have a long day of briefs or if I'm going to go into trial, like I can't just leave and go get a meal. Like this is great from a performance standpoint. Yeah, I mean, we're starting in golf because we know golf and we love golf. And, you know, I felt that there is a need there in golf, but, you know, our hope is that we can apply this to other sports or to college students if they're studying for exams. I mean, really the concept can apply to a lot of different areas. And to your point, we've had people ordering it and using it, not even on the golf course, just because they say, hey, I have this 4 or 5 hour window that I need to be in a good state of mind and I need to focus and I don't have time to leave and drive to the store and get something to eat. Right, you could use this as a meal replacement, and you're going to keep your blood sugar constant. You're going to feel good. You're going to have clarity in your thinking. So yes, I think it's really important, and that's the hardest thing about golf is that we're out there for so long that we have to eat, and it turns out that just good, nutritious food can make a big difference. So I'm glad to hear that it's helping even off of the golf course, and you know, I think we've been getting that feedback as well, and. Yeah, we'd love to expand into other facets of life outside of golf.
Absolutely. I think you're going to do it too. I mean, it's a great idea. It's just so simple. I keep using that word simple. I don't want to, you know, downgrade it at all. It's a fantastic system, but it's so easy to get involved. And once again, listeners, the promo code for anyone to get involved really easily is SF10. Go save 10% on your first order and go out to sharpfocusnutrition.com to take a look at all the things that Brinson, the founder, and I have been talking about today. So, Brinson, last question for you. I'd like to ask all my entrepreneurs that come on. What are you most proud about? You said you've been three months into this. What's your most prideful thing right now with getting started?
Well, I think getting started, I think is the big thing, right? It's one thing to have an idea. And I've had this idea for a long time, and to have the courage to start it. And it's been a team effort, really. My sister, my dad, myself, it's been kind of a family affair for the three of us. And I'm proud of just what it's done for the three of us. It's been a blast. You know, starting businesses are hard, and I think the idea is one thing, but having the courage to take a leap and try it is a whole nother thing. So I'm proud that you know, we had the ability to do that, and we're just excited about the feedback that we've gotten to start. So especially at this time of year, it's cold in a lot of the country, and people aren't playing golf. You know, I can't wait for April, May, the Masters to come around, people start getting out and playing golf. I think this is hopefully going to be a more top of mind to people, and I hope it helps them enjoy the game that I love so much and play their best, which it's just a lot more fun than not playing your best.
Yeah, that's I can attest to that. Absolutely. Well, thanks so much, Brinson, for coming on. I couldn't be happier than to have you as a partner for Golf Unfiltered. And folks, if you enjoy small businesses, if you want to support a really good guy as well as something that's just going to help you from a health perspective and play the game better, by the way, sharpfocusednutrition.com, the promo code SF10, go save some cash. Let's do this together. So Brinson, thanks so much for coming on to talk about it.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me. Excited for the partnership.